I am doing fantastic.
I'm glad to hear that.
Good deal.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So what's up with the chamber, Janine?
Well, I tell you, I've just got two things that I want to highlight today. But before I do that, I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to our Visit Emporia staff and the excellent job they did at the Kansas State Tourism Conference this past week, coming home with some awards, three awards, in fact, one for our visitor's guide, another for our pocket guides for disc golf and bicycling, and then a third, which is the crowd favorite, which was all of their peers voting on them first place for their bicycle chariots. So, Leland, Kelly, the interns in that office just do a fabulous job, and I wanted to congratulate them.
Hear, hear. Nicely done.
All
kinds of hardware. That's good. So what do you have for us here?
So, two things. One, our Christmas parade. This year's theme is A Joyful Christmas, and so we are taking float registrations as we speak. So if you are part of a group, an organization, even an individual that would like to be a part of our annual Christmas parade, A Joyful Christmas this year, please get those entry forms filled out. You can get that online at EmporiaKSChamber.org. So sign up today to be a part of our annual Christmas parade. And finally, we are accepting nominations for our 2022 Business of the Year. And those nominations can also be filled out online at EmporiaKSChamber.org. If you have know of a member business, I'm a member of the Emporia Area Chamber that just offers exceptional customer service, is good to the community, giving back, and deserves to be recognized, be sure to nominate them for the Emporia Area Chamber 2022 Business of the Year.
And as far as the annual dinner and meeting slated for January, Janine? Are we on track for a January meeting this year?
We are on track. We are starting all of those plans and preparations. And I would like to say, come blank or blank, we're going to have it done in January. And looking forward to it. We are. We've had a lot of talk, a lot of chatter, and plans are underway now.
Been a lot of twisting and turning here the past couple of years,
but it'd
be good to have things back to normal coming up in January. Well, thank you, Janine. We appreciate it, as always.
Yes, you guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, we are venturing into postseason time as far as our high school football, and boy, we've got, cross-country. We've got, soccer.
Yeah.
High school soccer here locally. And don't forget football. And I want to let you know that we will be following the Olpe Eagles postseason and the Chase County Bulldogs postseason. And they're both playing on Thursday night.
Awesome.
This week, Olpe will be hosting Uniontown Thursday. That will be a 5:40 pregame, 6 p.m. kickoff.
Okay.
Note that, 6 p.m. kickoff on Thursday. And also on Thursday night, Chase County, they'll be at home hosting Sedan.
All right.
That will be a 6:40 pregame and a 7 p.m. kickoff. So happy to be following the Eagles and the Bulldogs postseason. Go
Eagles?
Get it done.
Go Bulldogs.
And, of course, Emporia High will be at Highland Park on Friday night, and we'll have that call as well coming up.
Yeah, we got you all covered, and that rolls into the, as we've aforementioned, the Emporia State football game for homecoming against Fort Hays State. So a huge weekend here for football on our airwaves across the spectrum here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Yeah, glad to bring it to you. And, of course, the E-High soccer team, boys soccer team, I believe they have opening round postseason action tonight. And if they win, I believe they'll be hosting on Thursday night. So they have a shot. I think they have a shot at a state title.
Maybe so. We'll see.
The boys soccer team will, of course, be at home tonight, this evening. Going to be a good night. A little chilly here this evening, but that's what happens in the fall, right?
Hey, you're used to it by now.
Aren't we, though?
Or if you're not, you should be.
Aren't we, though? KVOE Live and local. Nice to have you tuned in here on a Tuesday morning, day 25 of the month of October. Stay tuned. Greg Ray standing by. He's in with sports next.
Attention job seekers. Are you ready to enjoy a stable work environment?